This is Wade Brath here with the Chief Organizer's Report on the FCC Fork Tongues on Net Neutrality. It wasn't so long ago that we don't remember, but in a fierce fight that logged more citizen comments than ever before recorded on a Federal Communications Commission matter, the FCC essentially declared the Internet equivalent to a public utility, assuring net neutrality, meaning that all providers have equal access to users. Everyone, from consumers and citizens to Silicon Valley, were happy to have won that one. Telecommunications monopolies sued and are still in court, but in a disappointment to them and the politicians they fund with their huge contributions, they have most recently lost their efforts to overturn the Obama FCC order and are appealing to the Supreme Court. In the wave of Trump administration rollbacks of Obama-era regulations and initiatives, the new FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, has immediately sought to unravel the Internet's classification as a utility, assure net neutrality, and pretty much have the FCC play any role in regulating any of this. Chairman Pai is a slick one. He claims he's totally committed to what he calls an open Internet. He swears he's a big streamer himself and that he's a bannerman for Game of Thrones as a binge watcher. Listening to an interview with him on the radio was a very scary thing because not only is he a fast and smooth talker, but he's duplicitous and evasive on the issues. He had two key talking points in trying to muddy the waters. First, he harps on the fact that the regulation defining public utilities goes back to 1934 and President Franklin D. Roosevelt. He made that point several times in trying different ways to embed the notion that this is antiquated and out of date and the Internet is modern, so how could one possibly be adequate for the other? He slightly slipped up by mentioning that the 1934 regulations were dealing with monopolistic tendencies of AT&T, forgetting for a minute that it might be worth still looking at what's up with AT&T and its buddies now, since it's a long way from small potatoes. Secondly, he tried a curveball, trying to argue that he was trying to take the FCC back to what he called the Clinton-era regulatory philosophy, which prevailed from what he claimed was 1990 to 2015. Meaning until the Obama FCC majority put the Internet under protective custody, so to speak. No question, President Clinton was a deregulator supreme, but what Pai was trying to plant here in unsuspecting minds was the idea that he's mainstream and that Obama and his FCC majority were outliers. The game was up when the interviewer pressed him for how he thought, under his proposal, that telecoms speeding up their own content and slowing up their competitors would be handled. This was a fork-tongued masterpiece. He answered quickly, saying that if they did that and it hurt consumers and the Federal Trade Commission but could investigate, so could the Justice Department along with state agencies around the country. Huh? Yes. He was careful to push any and all responsibility for telecom miscreants to everyone and anyone other than the FCC. Under his watch, they're clearly planning to wash their hands of any supervision or regulation. Essentially, he was saying, hey, if you have a problem, catch them if you can, and good luck with that. In these days, this passive, reactive approach to anything involving the Internet and consumers just doesn't work, and he knows it, though he doesn't want to upset his patrons and paymasters. Case in point, we have Uber creating software in order to deliberately trick cities and states where it was committed to avoiding and breaking regulations, barring or limiting its participation. Another case in point we also have is a huge scandal where Volkswagen created software to trick regulators on how many miles per gallon its diesel engines were getting. The Internet and software both giveth and taketh away. It's not easy finding the tricksters because this is a wildly sophisticated law-breaking. The FCC wants to go back to 1934 and snooze their way through the Trump era. But citizens and consumers depend on the Internet, and the FCC needs to do their jobs of protecting us and it, and not just spin their way around their duty. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.